We've teased you enough, but it's time. April 17, 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. The OG RRLC Reggie's jersey is fucking for sale.
It is for sale, and you do not want to miss it. I cannot express how much I fucking love these things. They are unreal, mate. You do not want to miss them.
We've got a high thread count. We've got a big white collar. We've got the traditional V. It is three-quarter sleeve. It is everything that the fucking RRLC is put in a jersey.
Everything we promised, and it's for sale. April 17, 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, thereggies.com.au. I'll see you there.
Get amongst it.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hudson lassoed by Talis. Look at Talis. He drags him.
But a champion becomes a legend. The Cody Debra's won it.
Got it!
Welcome back to another episode of the Reggie's Podcast. Here with three blokes that could have been anything. Ooh, but decided to have fun instead. Get that into your bar. Boys, we've got 5 days of footy to unpack over a cracking Easter weekend, including a couple of big Tiger upsets in both codes, some terrible results for the Aussie boxers over in America, a big, big saga developing in Brisbane around the Lions over some off-season antics. I hope you all had a ripping Easter, listeners, and yous are ready to rip in because there's heaps to cover as fucking usual.
Bloody oath.
Fuck yeah.
I struggle to think how we used to fit the punting in with this now because there's just so much to yarn about.
It's allowed us a bit more freedom to talk about whatever we want. Shit just flies out of our ass constantly. We have a bit more space to do
And look. There's going to be a leaderboard, speaking of punting, that comes out on Thursday. We're going to drop some leaderboards for the segments. And I'd love to say that our punting's improved because
definitely
of the
not.
Split has shows. It has, though. We fucking back winners every week.
Ups and downs.
Look what I'm wearing.
Yeah, I was going to say, talking about flying off the shelf.
Wearing.
Big G1 is in the best jersey on earth right now, currently, and there's no denying it.
I'd go as far to say it's the best jersey ever made.
Yeah, for sure. Right, until next year.
That's not biased one bit.
Gilly will be able to clip this up. Look at this.
We're fucking pumped.
God, that's glorious.
This thing is that comfortable, looks prime. It's just the perfect time of the year to get yourself one as well, and you'll be hearing the date very soon.
Yeah.
Not far away at all. Yeah, the timing could not be better.
One thing I've learnt in this whole jersey situation is it's not a t-shirt. We got about 4 or 5 samples sent to us so that we could make it perfect. I will not be threatening the jersey next time until it's fucking here.
Yeah
because I have copped a flogging over this
That I'm sure in 20 years' time when they've got the first edition and they've got 20 others and it's the most popular sports show on earth, then they're going to be happy that we waited and made sure that they were unreal instead of getting a jersey that didn't fit right and it had two bigger emblems and shit like that.
Oh, fucking oath. Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Just those little tiny things that we needed to tweak. We made sure we did all that. And then obviously you had Christmas and New Year and all that.
Yeah.
And there's also like a Lunar New Year thing that happens in February overseas in some countries. So that happened.
But we just had Easter.
Yeah.
Yeah. So anyway, they're here, and we'll give you a date soon because I just can't wait for you all to have them.
Me too.
Cannot wait.
Fucking oath. So yeah, make sure you keep your eyes out on that.
Eyes and ears.
Yeah, eyes and ears, guys.
Eyes up, footy.
Yeah.
Righto, bit of RRLC news. Well, you know, whatever you want to call it. The resident jockey, Craig Williams.
Oh, yes.
Not the Craig Williams, but the
our Craig Williams,
the bigger Craig Williams, who would, yeah, not be on, not be riding at fucking Flemington anyway.
No,
he's posted in there of a 71-year-old bloke who played in a Div 5 Premiership cricket Premiership the other week. 71, played for Murrumbeena Cricket Club. Apparently, an absolute legend of local cricket, and. Listen to this. It was his first premiership since 1977-78.
Holy fuck.
46 years between comps. I wonder if he said, I'm not retiring until I fucking win another comp.
Holy.
Wow.
So what's he doing in the field?
Like, I don't know.
He'd be in the slips or...
I'd be barking
yeah.
from first slip all
yeah.
day.
Yeah, that's what I mean. You can't have him. He probably won't see the cunt, so it's probably not ideal for any edges. So you'd probably just put him
he
like
can't really
fourth
get
slip.
Down and dive anymore.
Put it this way. So. You might have him at first and you'd have a third man. Put it that way.
Yeah, yeah.
A deep
yeah.
third man. Yep.
Because if you're always screaming from cow corner,
yeah,
yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, good on the bloke.
I wonder
that's
if they're
awesome.
Surely they're not making him run fine leg to fine leg just to hide him in the
well,
field.
Well, where would you put that old of a man in the field if you were captain?
Mid on, probably.
Yeah,
and then
and
just
getting to just move over.
We'll tell your bowler to bowl outside off and put him at mid on.
Is it risky putting him?
That's
in
where
keeper?
They always put. That's where you've all. Well, I've always. Thought that the
mate,
you know, you're trying to hide yeah. someone in the field, you put him at mid on.
Reaction time reflexes, you put him at keep and you're just fucking yourself up.
But he's got yeah. big gloves.
Just put him at leg
set of gloves.
Just
ever.
Put him at leg slip and let him bark.
Bro, wicket keeping's the fucking hardest position in the game.
Yeah,
easy.
It's not easy.
Mm.
Righto, anyway, good on you, mate.
Yeah.
Legend.
Cracking. 46 years
we got a name?
Comps. Nah, we probably do, but I haven't written it down. Yeah, that was about it. There's been a heap of shit just rinsing me flat out, which yeah. is fucking, I love it.
Oh, it's always good to read. I love it.
Yeah, I've got, of course you cunts love it.
Well, it's the only place they can rubbish you on. You don't have your personal fucking socials, mate.
Yeah. Oh, I've got a Facebook, but anyway. No, it's good. I love it. Fucking, it's prime. We'll talk about it more in the punch show, but they've got up. The listeners have got up.
Yeah.
And it came like I wanted to be, because I'm pumped that yeah. they've had a win, but I just wish it wasn't at Hawthorn's expense. Because
yeah,
obviously,
yeah.
I wanted the Hawks to win yesterday, and we were in the game for fucking most of the game. And had
oh, it's great.
All drama.
It's great
stuff. Like, lightning was around, so the game got stopped, and there was all
yeah.
this shit going on, and I'm like, oh, fuck. But then it got to a point in the last quarter where I was like, well, we can't win.
Mm.
So I kind of hope we don't lose by 23 or something like that.
Yeah.
He misses out. But, yeah, Lukey Smith, the OG.
Yeah, good on him.
Good on him.
And good on the listeners. They're in the game.
Yeah, they're actually in the lead now in the
That's
championship.
That's huge.
Mm. Massive turnaround.
It's 1 week and just turns it
Fuck
around.
Fuck yeah. But how good. I love it.
This is a great game.
Start with the NRL.
Yeah.
Penrith, man.
Go they through the games, yeah.
Cunts just find a way to win.
Every time.
That's 22-6 right. at one point, and I'm just sitting there shaking my head going, how?
Well, I think a lot of the other times, right, you lose someone like Nathan Cleary, and he's always a loss no matter what. But when you put Brad Schneider in there, who has a calibre to be able to do his job and do it well, then, you know, people still do their jobs and shit. And
Schneider's classy, but going into this game, I was like, if Penrith win this, and in the way they did, I was like, I'm not throwing in the towel just yet, but it's like, fuck me, they can easily do four-peat.
Mate, they just bashed them.
They just
up the middle
fucking play such good footy and have maintained the same style of footy no matter what player comes into the system for the last 5 years.
They bashed them, and what do I see? I must have saw like the second half of the first half, if you know what I mean.
Yep.
And they got a lot of fucking help from the referee. But like whether they were six agains or not, I don't know. But it was just like at those, you know, those cunt times when it's just like fourth tackle and you get a six again.
Like, on 30 metres out.
You get a piggyback out of your own end, and it just seemed to happen heaps. And I'm like, holy, the Chooks are only down 14-6 here because they scored late.
Yep.
I'm like, that's a good win for them. Like if they come out, but then they come out and same shit happened in the second half with the getting bashed up the middle.
I think what helps Penrith right with these guns leaving right and other players who are a good caliber coming in, because their style of footy isn't the flashy throw it around, rely on one dude to beat six cunts and
score.
The fact that everyone does their job and they all know what job it is. Mm. If one person's out, they have their job to do. They go in and they do it.
Yeah.
And then they rely on the other team to fuck up, get an overlap score. Yeah. Like, I think that's what is allowing them to still operate with these guns out, because the bloke comes in and he does his job and everyone else does theirs.
You're spot on. Yeah. They build off the back of each other. Like, even come, you'll kick it to the corner and they'll make 50 metres out of their own end because Taruva and May, Dylan Edwards, they'll all come in and just eat fucking meters out of their own ends. Let the forwards get back, get set. Isaiah Yeo is fucking been unreal to start this year.
Yeah.
And then you got off the back of that Cleary who...
Who's like this Taruva? He was there last year, but he's just like, where'd he come from?
He's come to another level this year too.
Mate, I know. These are all lads that they've brought up through the system.
Yeah.
Targo is fucking killing it as well.
He's playing fucking really well.
And like I said, man, I think it's just a very good system. It's not the flashiest thing. They'll grind teams out of it. But like I said, I think it allows this to happen where these new lads are coming in and they just focus on their job.
Yeah. The Good Friday afternoon, traditional clash, Rabbits and Dogs. Not a bad game of footy, like, to watch as a neutral. Not, like, super crisp or anything like that. Dogs, hopeless finishing. They should have won.
I was just dirty on that purely because I'm like, I'm tipping the Dogs here. I genuinely reckon they can win, and I think they had every fucking chance to. Like, in so many chances, attacking the line, stuff like that. Preston... How the fuck was he allowed back on? Bro, he's out with a broken jaw.
He's out now.
As soon as I saw him hit that contact and it was flush in the jaw, I went, that has to be broken.
Broken jaw.
And it comes back on.
Past his HIA.
Yep. It's wild.
Fucking hell, man.
Man, I just go, holy fuck. But I mean, I was just disappointed. Like, I've done it a couple of times now with the tip and it's like, yep, I'll go against. I reckon he's a little upset. Yeah. And then you can see it maybe happening, but it's not. Jackie Whiten is looking
played right for the
Rabbits, but I still don't think the Rabbits have
that was not enough to go, yep, they're going to find some form. They're
if they had a played a side that wasn't so used to fucking losing,
pretty much.
That's all it'll come down to, I reckon. They just don't know how to win sometimes because they're so used to it.
Well, just couldn't ice those situations. Nah. Like you see him attacking and you go, right, someone needs to throw a risky pass, run a hard unders line or cut out pass to the winger. No one did that play and they just fizzled out every time. And you're going, some cunt needs to put the hand up here and like risk something.
Every time they did like a play out the back or whatever, it was just the same thing.
Yeah, and they just
and
slid
the defense
across.
Just slid and fucking, anyway. Yeah.
It probably wouldn't have changed the outcome of the game, but like the whole thing at the end where Burton was blowing up about where's the tee, they fucked up the clock.
They put it back.
They ended up giving 30 seconds back. I don't think Burton knew it because he's just put it on the fucking grass and kicked it.
Yeah. Oh, you're saying to get within two.
To get within two, yeah. Like it wouldn't.
That was what. Because I'm going
30 seconds, but still, it's like I've seen greater fucking miracles.
I was like, why are you kicking it? And then I thought, oh, hang on, the 2-point field goal.
Yeah,
is a thing.
That's changed. Hasn't that changed? Like, if you think about it,
if you
were coming in back in the day or whatever, well, not back in the day, a couple of years ago, 8 points behind in the last 2 minutes, you're fucked.
Yeah.
But now it's like you can score, or teams might even try and nail a field goal from 47 and get it back with six to make. Like, it changes the game a bit.
100%.
Gee, I would have loved it. When he was down fucking 8-6 and went for it. God, he coughed some shit.
Then second game, Good Friday, was fucking miserable weather in Brizzy.
Oh, to start.
I saw Joey Johns say on one of his Channel 9 shows about the Roosters and the Cowboys being absolute morals. And as soon as I saw it, I just laughed and went, you just don't say the M word ever. You don't say the M word.
You can just never rule out Penrith and you can also just never rule out Brisbane at Suncorp.
Yeah, and... Scotty Drinkwater still having nightmares. What a howler, that poor bloke. Fucking
the whole
5 or 6 errors, like, as a fullback, you're always going to get noticed when you drop it too. Like, it was just a shit game.
Look, it was that whole back five, though, the wing, like, two alone.
That was shocking.
Kyle Felt, Val Holmes, such little errors.
Was it Holmes who just went to pick it up from dummy half and fucking knocked it on? Like, just, never, ever going to win like that. And Adam Reynolds turned up with a fire in the eye on Friday night.
Didn't he?
Bro.
We were fucking, the Bronx, sorry, we were up by 20 and he was still fucking barking orders and just yelling.
He just had drink water just the highballs and that in those conditions and shit, that's the general in him.
That's the first game he's rocked up and actually kicked the footy properly.
But I mean, that's what you got him for.
Yeah, exactly.
And I want to see him, that was perfect, in the rain to do that. He had no pressure on him and he was the difference in that game, was his kicking game. Do that when it's even dry.
Yeah.
I'm sick of the typical drop punt and Jordan Rickey will chase him and then just stand there and wait for the tackle.
He was trying to do it in Vegas, but he just kept fucking miss-kicking him.
He has one of the fucking, besides Burton, he can put up one of the best torpies and just absolute wobblers and put pressure on a fullback every time. Do that every game.
He has been trying, but his kicking game's been shit.
It has. That was Reynolds of old, that kicking game.
It was good. He'd come out with a fire in the eye and you could just tell even the game was won. Like, Cowboys couldn't come back and he was still fucking yelling at them if they'd do something wrong.
That's right.
Awesome to see. Drinky, I think, got – there was a couple of stitch-ups that Laybutt fucking went for this miraculous offload out the back when he wasn't even looking. And then he's running across field like this and who was it? Just nails him from
Ezra.
Behind and fucking
Ezra
drops
it. Drilled him from behind.
Just wasn't his night. It was good to see. So, good to see for the Bronx anyway.
Like, obviously, Bronx were just a class above that night, but tell you what was just magical to watch, and that's Tommy Dearden's tackle.
Oh, man.
That was insane.
I was up and about after it, and I've called it the best tackle ever. But now that we've all settled, I still don't know if I want to change my opinion.
I think take the magnitude of what's on the line, the game, if it's a grand final, we're just talking about cover tackles.
Where someone makes
a break down the wing and someone from the other side of the field cuts them off and takes them out. How the fuck can you physically get better than that?
Yeah. The distance that he had to run. And then who he was
just
chasing.
The length of the legs.
Yeah.
Like, and he just pinned it. And how close he was to scoring two.
Yeah.
Right at the line. Out. They even called it a try.
And went up.
And now he's done it.
You're spot on because people will compare it to Sattler's tackle in the grand final.
Cherry Evans had a ripper as well.
Cherry in Origin. But, like, just based off where he was coming from, the fact that he's a half.
Yeah.
Small little half. And Cobbo looked slow. He made Cobbo look slow.
Got him a bee's dick off scoring. Like, I just go, I'm pumped that I got to watch that live, that moment. And just go, and in 20 years' time, when people go, fuck, there's been some good cover tackles, obviously Sattler will be one. Yeah. That will be one that I'll say personally.
The Sattler one will constantly come up. You can say he's a forward chasing down a winger.
And
it was unreal. Grand final, like, you won't get better than that. But he only had to run 40-odd metres or 30, you know what I mean?
Yeah, man.
So then when I'm putting the Dearden's running 90 metres against Cobbo, who is always slow off the mark, that cunt, but normally when he winds up, you don't get him.
Yep.
But, mate, that...
So good.
Do you know what it is? It's a never-give-up attitude. Mm. It's a Queensland attitude.
It is.
And... There's That's our Queensland is. Halfback when Cherry Evans decides to hang up the boots, I reckon. 100%
agree.
At the moment, who else do you put in there? Like, I just go, that's the fucking attitude you want in the team.
He's already played a couple games.
And I just go, for me in that game, that was such a good, fucking awesome moment to watch.
That was probably the only one that comes close in terms of just based off the skill of it. Regardless of the magnitude, was, do you remember Xavier Coates doing it to Gagai a few years ago when he was at Broncos?
Yeah, I think
I do. Kind of thing. I think it was an intercept. Gags has ran about 80 metres into the corner and Coates is chasing him down. Obviously, he's faster.
Yeah.
And he's kind of been like run off the player a bit and then...
Still got him.
And like rolled him over. Didn't even get to get the ball down. That was awesome.
But I think the fact that Coates is faster than Gagai doesn't make it... That's the whole... If you put Selwyn, Cobbo and Dearden, in how long they ran in a foot race beside each other.
Just a 100-meter sprint.
Cobbo should smoke him, surely.
Yeah, but he wouldn't have that night.
No. But and like Cobbo's got the ball too, I suppose.
Yeah, yeah.
Did but, he but, fucking I mean, know just, that he was coming?
Fuck yeah.
You reckon he would have
He saw him, yeah. I reckon he's just fucking put a bit of weight on because he's playing centre now. And yeah. He's
he slower. Probably could have avoided one of the best cover tackles of all time by stepping inside and just going, nah, brah, and scoring.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Whatever, I reckon it was easily avoided.
Whatever it is, it's just, for me, the tackle, I'm not saying it's the best cover tackle ever in the big magnitude because there's so many different things to talk in, but
skill-wise,
you can equal that, like skill-wise, to do a cover tackle, but for me, that's fucking, that's as good as it gets.
Up there.
Fuck good as it gets.
100% up there.
Shout out to Tommy Dearden, and that's captain of the week early for me.
Yeah, it's early skip.
Yeah.
Early skip. Well,
so.
Fuck you, Manly, you hopeless fucks.
What the fuck is happening there? But, bro. Like, Turbo had 5 individual errors. He was not spooling.
Nah.
We've had a breakdown. The Turbo's fucked.
I don't even want to give them the time of day because they've fucked me in more ways than you can imagine. Awesome, awesome for the Dragons, though. Take nothing away from how good that would have been out there, home ground.
And anytime Olakau'atu going over, Jace.
Yeah,
yes. Just pen that into your multi every week. Yep.
And Sloan. Sloan
scored
two.
As well, I know.
When Dragons play good, Sloan plays
well,
good.
Well, you see that I read something to Sav. Lomax has been granted permission to leave.
He's going to leave season. At the end of the year.
Yeah, he doesn't like being a winger.
Who the fuck's going to take him?
Probably Parra.
Someone who wants a good centre.
Have you seen? Yeah. Yeah, he is pretty good. Have you seen his goal kicking, though?
Oh, he shanked that one, man.
And then he missed the next one, too.
Do you reckon he's doing that because he's like, fuck you, cunts. Putting me on putting me on the wing, I'll miss.
Do you think because he's gone and done that, Benny Hunt's going to say, well, where's my fucking permission?
Cunt, if I was put on the wing, I'd be kicking a stink, too. I would never want to be called a winger. I've actually got this later, but I'm going to rip in now. Fuck wingers. Every week... A winger does winger shit at least once a game and makes the other team look good and score. Just dumb winger shit.
Yeah.
Like, I understand they've got a decision to make where they've got to come in or stay out and slide, but it shits me when the centre is sliding out and easily has their centre marked and dumb fuck just stays there like this right until the last minute and then starts running and I can't make it. Yeah. What the fuck? The fuck? What is wrong with wingers, man? Is it just a winger thing?
Like, it just is. Because you can tell they're evolving when you've got Xavier Coates scoring those Superman tries. You're 30 years ago, no one would do that. But then in a defensive situation like that, you go, you've still got that winger in you.
Mate, it's just that the wingers are the highest try scorers because they are marked by other wingers, and that's a fact.
It was in the Dogs game, man. Tommy's giving
Connor Tracy
the biggest pull. He goes, good, man.
He was hooking in. And then he just winged.
He did. He did exactly what you just
full-blown winging.
Explained. He sort of just half-assed it. Oh, mate, who was it? Johnston. Johnston just pinned down the sideline. Inside the white and try.
And that was the exact scenario. Center literally was right in front of his center sliding across, and it's like he's concreted to the ground. And he goes, I'll go now. No, bro, you've missed him. You've missed him, man. Oh. There's 10 metres between you and the sideline, mate.
And believe it or not, other wingers are also fast.
Yeah. Could I do better? Fuck no. I'm slow as fuck. But I also do not play in the NRL on the wing. That's me ran over. Fucking squeeze of the week is just wingers for me.
And that one all come about because of you, Connor Tracy. And you were going well too.
I even put it into the boys. How good's Connor Tracy going? He has a dead set crack.
He fucking runs
within
hard
10
every
seconds
time.
After. It was like and just went, never mind.
Forgot he was a winger. Sorry.
Yeah.
Anyway, which game are we up to?
Yeah, the Finns. They were good after an awesome start from the Titans.
I know.
10-0. I'm going, here we go. I'm already fucked because Manly's fucking fucked me. And I was kind of going, you know what? It'd be nice to get 2 legs wrong just so I don't just go off at Manly.
Do you know what I liked about that Finns game? We all predicted that it was value, right?
Mm.
That the Finns were value. They
buck
should
70.
Easily win this. Buck 70, there you go, guys. And do you know what? They just fucking did what they were supposed to do. And it was great. I love that.
Yeah.
When
it's
something
really cool.
Just get fucked.
When something works like it's meant to. It's
yeah.
fucking good.
That's right.
That's right.
But no, it was good. To be a fly on the wall in that Titans dressing room after the game, man.
Oh, man. Even looking at, like, we'll get to it later when we go through the game, but just looking at their lineup this week, I'm going, where does Desi and anyone actually, like, how do you be positive?
Right now, with Tino
fucking gone for the season. Yeah. Fafita's off the bench. What are you doing?
What sort of crowd did they draw on fucking Saturday, I wonder? Because it was Saturday.
It would have been all right because it
Saturday night,
some
Easter
Finns
Saturday.
Fans. Yeah, just go down the M1.
Sure. Yeah, I just mean for them, for
I
Titans
didn't see
fans,
the
you know?
Crowd,
yeah, it's hard. It's hard not to tip them heavily into Spooners. Like, I would nearly put me, like, as. That's very solid bet right
when
now.
When you're looking at, well, I wonder what you're getting. You must be getting less than $2.
Has to be.
Because you got the Dragons and the Tigers going well.
At least getting a few wins.
Yeah, and then the Doggies look, you know, fucking way better.
Titans usually do what the Dragons are doing now. They'll win a big game against a big team, lose to a horrible team, but they have nothing.
They're just losing. Yeah.
They are the shittest team in the comp right now.
And there wasn't even really that one team last year, was there? That was just shitter than everyone else by far. And at the moment, you can pretty safely say that Titans are that team.
Very bad.
And they've had their bye.
Yeah.
Mm.
Not so good. The Rabbits, I think, are still bottom of the ladder, though, aren't they?
Let me check.
Titans
are bottom now.
But even though Rabbits might be there, and I don't think they'll make the top eight, they're definitely going to win some games.
Yeah, I know. It's just nice to see them down there.
Yeah, for sure.
It's great.
The Waz got the job done. This is one game I didn't get to see too much of, so... No. It's looking like the Knights might need another 10 in a row at the end of the year, the way they're going. They just haven't fucking started well.
I'll tell you what, though. Do yourself a favour and watch the highlights because you get to see two of the greatest goosey deliverers.
Wasn't it true?
We're on show on this one. KP and RTS, bud, just fucking breaking ankles.
Yeah.
It is.
I heard.
No
RTS.
Cunt will ever get sick of it. Just watching someone just go, bullet, and then Digger just crumble.
Oh, like he had a good game, RTS.
It's fucking
RTS
sick,
has
mate.
Killed it.
So what now? He played fullback,
The headache if when Chance comes back, it's like it's this week. His ego. Well,
Chance is back.
And that was his first game at fullback and he played prime.
I didn't get to see all of it, so I can't comment, but those couple of runs, like just seeing him go deuce and mate just get turned inside
Chance
out.
Chance has been named at fullback.
Yeah,
really?
He's into the centre.
Yeah.
Wow.
But, mate, if you give him enough early ball –
He can
will
do
just
that, yeah.
jink the centre and then
well,
create
right.
the overlap
that,
or score.
That try.
Because he's against a winger after he gets past the centre.
Roger killed it in centre the week before against Raiders anyway. Mm,
true.
And
well,
so, yeah. And
norm,
like, yeah.
Go, mate.
I was just going to say, KP as well that game.
Yeah.
What like a couple of the breaks that he did and shit, just he's that dude who in a shit team, he gets him from like the 20-meter line up to the 40 on his own to start a set.
Yeah.
That's the sort of
he's
shit
definitely
KP does.
Star
boy. He's a cutout pass to make the break. Like all those things there, he's your gun.
Is he gonna play 14 for Queensland?
I was gonna say off topic quickly, Queensland need to pick Walsh and KP in their team.
I
Walsh
agree.
Fullback, KP 14, bring him on as a roving lock, let him just have fun.
Yeah, I just don't want it to get too much going on. But if he plays that role and he doesn't move out of his lane, you know what I mean?
Like, mate, I just reckon
you got Ben Hunt and Harry Grant.
Yeah.
Yeah, just pick one.
Yeah.
Do you just go two
just
forwards?
Pick one.
Yeah.
Even go two forwards.
Oh, pick one. Harry Grant can play 80.
Yeah,
he can, but Dozer is fucking so good at Origin level.
Yeah, I know.
I know he is, I love him. I love Dozer. Like, I love him. But you cannot tell me that we can't have those two cunts in our team.
I know.
We have to have them.
It's such a good
headache.
If you're still, New South Wales, they're going, oh, please just pick one. Nana cunts.
It's pretty much exactly 2 months away from, you know, now. So... It's so much can happen.
Mm.
So let's not get too involved there because, you know, anything can happen.
I'm just excited.
Oh, same.
I'm just excited.
Same, watching
how crisp KP's been in a losing team just with a few of the things he's doing.
Prior to his injury.
You put him in with every cunt who's doing their job around him.
Oh, yeah.
And just watching.
Watch him go.
Mm.
Raiders up 18-0, games in the bag.
Yeah.
Count your money, get in the queue. Yep. lost 36-22. Nico Hines with a goal-kicking clinic, and he played all right on the field too.
Yeah. This is just another one of those ones where I'm like, I think I've got a bit of value here. I'll go the upset.
Well, you did. Yeah. But the useless fucks just stopped playing.
That's what I mean. Yep. 18-0, I'm going, yes, fucking sweet.
I've got something.
And then half-time 18-all, I'm going, the Milk really needed half-time there. Yeah. Hopefully they regather. Nah. They fucking regathered nothing and come out and got spunked on. They got spunked on.
I even hit the groper each way last week with this game, and after the fucking first 20 minutes, I went, unreal. Yep, I was like, that's done.
Thank God I went the each way special.
Yeah, I've done the each way special, but Sharkies came back and fuck, it saved me.
And just with that bad week in the tips. Fucking useless forward pack too. Like, how did that forward pack do that?
I know.
Anyway, Shark Park, flat track bullies, you called it.
Yeah, they just are, man.
That was the other side of your each way, I was.
flat track bullies. Fucking triple each way.
Look, I'm not even upset about this because no cunt, oh, there might have been a few, but not many people would have tipped the Tigs, I don't reckon.
Loved it this week.
Really. Oh, I loved it.
Loved it, mate. It's awesome. And do you know what else I loved? Gutho with a kick to win.
Oh, yeah.
I'm surprised you didn't review it.
How?
Because someone said, boo.
When he runs up to goal kick, he looks horrible. Like, no, there's just no.
It's so unorthodox.
Not fluid at all. Mm. It's so weird.
Whereas Mitch Moses is the complete opposite.
Looks like every Reggie kicking one from the canteen
side.
Do you know how every Reggie's team, every cunt's deadly at kicking goals from the right sideline because that's near where the bar is. So everyone just lines up and plants them from the right.
Yeah.
And they all have the same style as Gutho, but
it was hard.
I didn't get to watch that, but it was good watching the highlights and the Tigs getting it done. And, yeah, right at the end there, he's just fucking shanked it to the left.
You've got
to
kick that, I reckon. You're directly in front. I know you're 40 out, but fucking
see,
hell.
See, I suppose Gutho not being the normal kicker either.
He probably
like
hasn't kicked too many from there,
Moses is he's a pretty sharp shooter.
Anyway, it was but, good to see.
Oh, I love seeing that. Great Moses signs. And Gutho, love seeing that stuff.
Great signs for the Tigs too after that shaky start.
Fucking oath. Right. Even if it's not like we're saying, top four finish or fucking anything like that. But I mean, winning a couple of early games like that.
Yeah.
Like, fucking awesome. That and good on so Benji much. Too. He had a lot of heat on him, people carrying on, a few rumours at the start. So good
on
Benji.
I'm glad Caesar's starting now too. Yeah. Like, that was always the right choice, I think.
Mate, how good's that Galvin?
And Galvin. Now they're going, shit, we've paid Jerome
Luai. I think he's
gone
a couple of weeks now.
Yeah, he is.
They're like, in next year, Galvin keeps playing, he just kills it. He goes, Luai's coming in for $6 million.
Yeah, but fucking play him at halfback.
True.
Yeah, exactly. Caesar would be mid-30s easy. Yeah,
he's in the back end of his career, definitely.
Yeah.
Justin Olam, he's fucking revives.
How good, mate.
Yeah.
How good's that?
Yeah.
He killed it.
It's good to see the Tigs up and about. Oh, and what, did you see Clemmer?
Giving him the Oscar.
Oh, look, that's probably the only time I'll say good on you, Clem, because he'd be one of those players that played for New South Wales that I just, as a fan watching, my blood would boil watching him be such a grub
for
New South
Wales. And how he just trucks nut dead straight and was like, how is someone not folded this?
He'd always
cunt?
Be just hands in the face, just doing shit. Back when we won all the time.
We were dominating.
Yeah. And
what do you mean?
They had to do something, to try and stop the run. And they brought in Woods and Clemmer. And fuck, man, I used to go off my head.
I fucking hated them.
That's probably what they were doing to the players on the field too, so good on them.
That's right.
But fucking, it used to wind me up, eh? But then, he's done the old fuck you.
Yeah, get that up,
I'm like, that's all good because it's to Gutho, but I'm like, oh, bro, the game's over. You've already won.
Do you reckon that's one of those ones where the heat of the moment, you do it, and then you watch it back and you go, shouldn't have done that.
We'd already won.
Emotions took over him.
Well, remember when Kane Evans wrote fold some cunt on his wrist?
Yeah.
That's wrong.
That just showed the player he was too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then got in trouble for it, of course.
Yeah. On the back of it, oh, Kano, remember the shot he put on that big Sam, for the Bulldogs?
Cassiano.
Yeah, man. Yeah, anyway.
125 kilos he would have been, big just, Cassiano.
He just flopped straight back, big rig.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Moving to the AFL, huge major story, obviously, let's talk about the fucking leaked, alleged misbehaving from some Lions players who went on an end-of-year trip to Vegas. WhatsApp is linked to the missus' computer back home. Mm-hmm. Messages were read by partners of what they've been getting up to after it was all uploaded to the cloud. Reports are that it's caused a massive rift between the players, and also obviously relationships have been ruined, and I'm just going, fuck me, what head noise.
Are we going to beat around the bush, or are we just going to say they were cheating?
Yeah.
It was in a fucking group chat. Meant to be Charlie Cameron's iCloud was hooked up back home, Mrs. Caesar on the laptop.
Alleged.
Yep. And she just went, fuck this cunt. Has sent it to all the other girls.
Yeah.
I just don't – that is just – obviously it's wrong.
How the fuck has that stayed under the carpet?
For so long.
Like, hats off – that's the girls shouldn't fucking have to deal with that.
Not at all.
Hats off to them for not just absolutely hammering
them. It's come out now that Lions are playing shit.
Yeah.
And they had to see
– oh, we need an excuse.
A few players had to see someone on Friday and clubs sat them down and pretty much said, is this why we're playing shit? Has this caused dramas between the boys in the playing group? And they're like, no, it's fine. It's like,
oh, man.
That's something big. You got Lachie Neal, Charlie Cameron, Eric Hipwood. Blokes like your biggest players were on that trip,
And
it is showing in your performances.
Mm. Yeah, behaving like dead set Lions, just hitting every female on the prod. just marking their territory around the flats.
Oh, weren't they?
Obviously, it's not.
Well,
right.
We don't know. We're just assuming that
allegedly.
That's what's happened.
But that's dramas, mate.
Oh.
What the fuck?
Especially because, like, some blokes won't think that that's the right thing to do, and they're going to be blueing between the boys. And then obviously, you got people are going to be like, there'd be breakups from it as well.
Like, first of all, I think it's fucking shit cheating on anyone, both sides of the thing. Something that I would never do, and I'd frown upon anyone who does it. But if you did do it, don't fucking write it down anywhere, you silly cunts.
Why would you make a group chat?
What the fuck? I know
nine other athletes.
WhatsApp is like coded and all this shit, but if you do something wrong, don't write it down, you dumb fucks.
I know.
What the fuck?
Dumb cunts.
What the fuck? If you're going to do one thing wrong, don't do two things wrong. That's the rules.
Yeah.
They're dumb.
Yeah.
They are
footy players, man.
Yeah.
Footy players are fucking.
See, they'd
dumb
all
cunts.
Be wingers.
Yeah.
In
yeah.
the other code.
They would as be, much, actually.
Oi, as much as I love AFL, it fucking feels good for once because I feel like a lot of, especially Victorians, love to say, like, oh, the NRL players are so reckless.
Such
they're
grubs.
And savages, they're grubs.
They
it
are.
It goes,
yeah, well,
you know,
we are.
The AFL blokes have a bit of dog in them as well.
You know what?
Bit of,
you know
bit
what?
Of cheating.
When there is a fucking AFL saga, it's a big cunt.
Yeah. Yeah. It all boils up.
They just go, fucking, we're going for the heaviest shit.
Yeah. That will fuck someone's game, though.
Oh, I wish
and
we had known this before the game
Friday. Can you imagine, like, the rocking up? Obviously, the boys are all done the wrong thing, but Charlie rolls in, they go, cheers, bro.
Yeah. Well, that, yeah.
Cheers, man.
Fuck, man.
That's
imagine the head noise from them. Just fucking. And
but see, I couldn't live with it regardless of anything cheating and that. It's just the way my head works. Well, so there's no way I'd be able to operate at a normal thing with that lingering
how
in
your
head.
How do you come home from that holiday to your partners if you thought you were going to get away with it and just be like, oh, hey, babe, what a great time. I did nothing wrong. You're just a fucking grub,
and then
man.
Boom. And now you've got to go out and play a game of fucking footy.
Oh, like they honestly, Lions deserve to be playing shit footy.
Yeah, well,
that should be a reflection of that. That's so fucked.
They've got North this week, boys. So is it a value?
I don't know if it's.
Oh! Anyway, the game. The game. Look, good game of footy. I thought the Lions were going to come over the top of them in the last quarter.
Even the second quarter, they were looking good.
I know.
Lockie Neal, I don't think the trips affected him much because fuck, he was killing it. Single-handedly into the contest.
But it was just like, there was 9 points in it halfway through the fourth quarter, and you go, right, one side is going to be 0-3 here, having played two games at home, and the other, or one side's going to be 0-4. Like, and they both played the grand final last year. Like, holy fuck.
It was wild to think about.
Yeah. Anyway, good on Collingwood. That's a big effort to go up there and win at the Gabba.
That's huge.
Regardless of what the fuck's going on with this WhatsApp bloody carry-on.
Yes.
What I think I tipped the Pies first 3 weeks, then tipped the Lions. So that's good.
I went Lions purely because of the Gabba.
Maybe they're the new the Wars on the show.
Cursed.
Look, Carlton, wait, just too good over North side. Who never stopped trying?
That's right.
Oh, North.
Even though it is North, fuck, Carlton looked really good in the back end of that game.
But they kicked 80 points, man. They kicked 80 points, which is fucking loud. Good to see, like, North do it. Off the back of that, the Crows look in trouble. Yeah. Like, they only scored 35 points, man, the whole game. And I know, I mean, Frio only just doubled that.
Yeah.
It was a low score.
Very low scoring, but still, man, a lot of people had high hopes for the Crows this year.
I know.
You're 0-3. Obviously, you don't have the pressure because you didn't fucking make a grand final.
Look, there's dramas in the nest, boys. Holy they haven't fuck. Been good enough. I want to give them a pump up. I'm fucking not happy, all right?
Wow.
There's some for Nixie to play in the sheds to the boys, okay? Righto, lads, beak shut. Listen up. Fucking none from three is not good enough. Have a look around. Have a bit of pride in the nest and stop fucking shitting it. Right? Fuck me. What's a group of crows called, boys? That's right. It's a fucking murder. And that's what we're going to do this week. The run starts now. Let's give these Mexicans a good old-fashioned fucking hiding. Swoop and peck, boys. Godspeed.
Oh,
I'm sweating.
Swoop and peck. Fuck. Oh, and if you didn't hear any of that because fucking Jace was coughing, apologies.
Fucking, we need a pump up. That's not good enough.
Well,
30-something points.
You know what you got this week? Gather Round. The fucking good name.
Yep.
Gather Round's at the Adelaide Oval this weekend. Another home game. Who are you playing? We'll find out fucking soon who you're playing.
The D's, mate.
Oh, they are too.
And they just got it done at Adelaide.
They did
Adelaide
just get it done
Port.
Against Port at the Adelaide Oval.
If they hear that,
if Nixie plays that in the shed, we've got them fucked.
Is there a bet going on here with you and Quinn?
Ooh.
Quinn's a D's, man.
I was talking to Dad on Friday, Saturday, having lunch, and I actually tipped Port because I thought they'd get it done at home. But Dad said, have faith. They'll be in stride, so I'm going to obviously go for D's this week, though, just because of...
Because the Crows are shit.
Something needs to happen.
And
it happens now.
You've got the team to do it as well.
You do.
I've always said it.
Hopefully, last year, the first gather round, that was the highlight for me, was the Crows game on
they
the Friday
Carlton,
night.
They beat Carlton, didn't they?
Or the Thursday night, it was fucking unreal. It was packed out, 50,000, beat Carlton. It was awesome.
Carlton, who were on a high at that point too, looking very good.
No, I thought they were. Not at the start of last year. They were fucking good.
Well,
anyway,
there's me fake news.
They had a good. There it is.
Essendon.
Glorious game of footy, Saturday Ave.
It was.
Oh, man. At Marvel, which is weird that they played it there, but hey.
They had a lot of games at the G on the weekend, though.
Yeah, that's true. Essendon played the Saints. Jakey Stringer fucking.
That kick
stood
from
up.
50 out. I know there was
That's why he's there.
I know it was 6 minutes left, but fuck, that was a great goal, man. Mm. That was a great nudge.
The package.
And the crowd just fucking lit up. I thought the roof was going to tear off Marvel, man.
Saints fucking got off to a flyer and then it sort of come back and it was just a good game. Good it game of footy between two Melbourne sides that are well supported and all That's that. Right. So good. And then backed up with another beauty on Saturday night.
Wasn't crowd's it? Been good, Absolute. Boys. Like, crowd's been pumping this year again.
Yeah.
Easter weekend is like huge. They get massive crowds at every game, no matter where it is anyway, obviously, because everyone's got time off. But yeah, that was a fucking belter at Adelaide Oval, man.
Yeah. Between two sides that have started the season well, in form.
That's huge from the D's to be able to do that away
massive
from
for the D's. Oliver, just nothing's happened.
Fart in the bath, just ripping in.
I think he's just going to do this every off season now.
Yeah, I'll fucking
He
why
may
not?
As well, yeah, he's back in
Can we sponsor him?
That's not a bad idea.
Yeah, well...
Reach out, Clayton.
Yeah, oh, he sort of has. Maybe that's
well,
what
he did.
Want. I just
he
mean it'd be good to have a yarn with the bloke.
Yeah.
Like, as in, even if it's a phone call, like, fucking.
I tell you what, I probably won't talk to you about football skills. We are not.
Yeah, being a Reggie.
Yeah, those days
we're
going to
address the elephant in the room.
Well, what's a Reggie? Someone who can kick ass on the field and have fun off it. Well,
exactly, that's right. Fucking right.
Sign up, Clayton.
And he definitely had fun.
Yes.
And he's going
if we
well.
Did like a modern day. Have to be still playing RLC team, he'd be first picked.
He would, just off the back of that off-season.
Off the back of the off-season. Righto, the Dogs hammered West Coast.
Sailed
down. Don't need to go into that.
76 points.
Yeah, no good.
But we called it.
Upset of the weekend. Positive. Another Tigers team. Richmond beat the high-flying Swans.
That was huge.
Oh,
massive, man.
That was
what?
Huge.
At the G, it was one of those games where you're like, now, I didn't go the each way on this. I just went Swans will win.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
But it was like did. You look back and you go, at the G, Sydney,
what,
Richmond
what was
loved
the score?
G. Oh, it was only
82-77.
Kick in it. Wow. Yeah, it was a great game.
Awesome.
Great game.
Especially because besides round one, I think you mentioned this last week, Grace, besides round one when they were getting absolutely hammered by the Suns.
In the first half,
They have been in it. Every game.
Yeah.
And they're only going to have more players come back through injury. It's like, I think we might have written off Richmond a bit too early.
Yeah.
Well, they're not going to be a contender, but they could easily make the eight.
Apart from one half of footy, first half against the Suns, they've been good.
Exactly
so,
right.
So, yeah. No, I agree. And then you had the Easter Monday, traditional clash, Geelong and Hawthorn.
Mighty Catters.
I said it. We're no chance. So I went the each way, tipped Hawthorn. Yep. Let's be honest.
Groper each way.
Geelong, they ran away with it in the end, and they were always in control. But there was a few, like, moments there where I was fucking, you know.
You had
going,
a couple glimpses, especially.
We got within 17 a couple of times, and I was like, here we go. Kick one more, and next thing it's under two goals. But it never got close
Especially
enough.
Start of the fourth.
Yeah.
When just after the play got delayed due to lightning.
Yeah.
And yous come out of the gates straight off that fucking centre bounce. I went.
Yeah, I know. It was like fucking I was just yelling because I was going, come on.
Yeah,
and then,
but it was sloppy conditions in that fucking last quarter, obviously. But it feels good to be 3-0. Feels real good considering we were 0-3 last year.
Wasn't expected, was it?
No, I did not. I knew I had faith in us to make the eight.
Yeah.
Just. But we are looking like a top four team. I'll say it right now.
Fuck. Jesus. Just pulls the trigger, this cunt.
I do. I may pull the trigger a bit too early, but it's I'm
this
fucking pumped
up
seeing the Cats good again.
Trigger
but
on
when,
it.
But when it's right, you look like a genius.
I look like I fucking know what I'm talking
full
about.
Automatic too.
Just delete all the other ones. That
just clip that, Gilly, when we win the flag this year.
Oh, no chance of winning the flag, surely. Although the forward line is looking glorious.
Even our forward line just ages like fine wine, man. Tommy Hawkins. I don't want him to retire yet.
You played Hawthorn, mate. Fucking give me a spell.
Mate, regardless of those games, Jeremy Cameron, he's elite. We know that.
He is elite. I'll give you that. Righto, let's go into a bit of boxing, boys. Couldn't have been worse. We'll start with real quickly just to say the three results in a row, not in order. Zarafa knocked the fuck out.
Mm-hmm.
Wilson looked in control, then decided to touch foreheads and bang. And then Zou won the first two rounds on every scorecard. All three of them had it 2-0 to Zou after two rounds, and then the cut happened on the top of the head. It was mixed results all the way down the cards from all three judges, as you'd expect on a split decision. Like, not every judge saw it the same way. But the fact that it was clear as day, the first two, and then bang, the cut. And it was not Big Long's fault either.
No.
Tim fucking dead set lent into it.
Yeah, and he proper just tucked his head straight down onto his body.
Yeah, there's so many talking points here. All I can say, though, overall, is I have just gained nothing but fucking respect for Tim Zou.
Oh, 100%.
For both him and Wilson.
Yeah, like, for sure. Like, for Timmy, like, just on that fight, that cut above his head, above his eye there like that, going straight into his eye. Now, I was listening to a couple of boxers talk, and they're saying when blood gets in your eye, it's not like water getting in your eye. It stings like fuck in your eye, and you cannot see. It's not like water in there. Like, because people, I think, would just assume it's like, a bit annoying in your eye, but it's like it hurts and your vision goes blurry. So his eye is lined up because Fedora was a southpaw.
Yeah.
He's a southpaw.
Yeah.
That bad eye that it was going straight into is directly at his jab. So he's just getting jabbed, not being able to see it. You know, they could have called it off before round four and it be a no contest.
Yeah.
But that's just not the cut, not the cloth that he's cut from.
Nah.
And he just fucking did not whinge once, kept getting it wiped, kept getting his face poured in blood, couldn't see fuck all. And you know what the best part was? He made no excuses at the end. He literally said, look, the cut wasn't great, I couldn't see, but the better man won tonight, rah, rah, rah. And you go, that's a champion that you can fucking get behind.
Bloody 100%. It was awesome to see that. And I think, like, we've spoken about it a little bit, it was a bit shit for the other side. Like, full credit to him. They kept saying he's finally using his jab how he should and all that, and that was obviously because of the blood going in the eye, and it was the obvious thing to do. But it was a bit shit that in the interviews and that he didn't even mention the cut.
Didn't even acknowledge it. It's like, hey, dude, the whole reason you could jab the fuck out of him is because he couldn't see it. As in, like, even just a comment to say, look, the cut was unfortunate. It obviously altered the fight, but it was great to get the win. But nothing to do with it. There's a rematch clause there.
His promoters come out and said that they'll honour it.
And, mate, to be honest, because we had the rounds 3-8 bet on with Alpha Blokes or whatever, put that on. And I'm just the most cursed cunt when it comes to betting against fighters, because after round two, I was counting my money.
He was
planting that giraffe whenever he wanted to in the first two, just banging him.
Yeah.
He made him look at the roof once, just going, yes! And I'm like, sweet, Timmy's got it dialed in. And then,
people have come out and said that you curse Aussie biffers.
Yeah, fucking proper, mate. I've said it. Yeah. All the time.
Since
UFC, we tested the boxing code and fucking proper come off.
Man, Volk. Look, mate, I don't want it to be true.
But, mate, but I'm going to trick the curse because I'll start betting against them so everyone loads up on them. So fuck the curse.
Take one for the team.
No, I will.
Just cheers, mate. Fucking flattering himself over there. He's everything to do with why they're losing.
Well, mate, I'll go back through the whole run that I've done. I've uncrowned Volk. I've fucking knocked Bam Bam out four times. I've fucking Tim Zou's lost against Giraffe, which he was nailing for
first
two
ever
rounds.
Loss.
Yeah.
It's there. But, look, I reckon Timmy wins a rematch and just keeps going. And his attitude didn't change. He's copped it on the chin.
Yep.
So many people or boxers or probably myself included would have yapped about the blood in the eye and all that way more just to see the quality of him.
There's no way Tim doesn't go up from here.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. And I hope that they honour that rematch thing because I think it said something about how there wasn't enough time and it was all verbal and shit, and it was like he's not standing there with those two belts if Tim doesn't fucking pick the phone
up.
That's right.
And he could have easily said, Thurman's pulled out, we'll reschedule it. Gave you the opportunity, so now fucking Fundora's got to give him the opportunity.
Yeah, for sure, mate. And, and who knows? Fundora might go, hey, that jab worked. I might try and do it next fucking fight.
How'd that take him fucking that long to work it out?
Mate, I was I was laughing when it started because I'm like, look at this cunt. He looks like a tripod. Like fucking just this tall. Like, 69 it looks so kilos, weird. It looks so weird. I'm it like, look,
it's absurd.
But yeah, man, I think rematch should happen, and yeah, I'm keen to see how it goes.
Hopefully,
I think. But the big thing with the rematch too is like, if Fundora didn't, he probably either fights Errol Spence or Terence Crawford.
Errol.
So it's
fuck,
like,
I hate how he talks.
Fuck, man. I hope that he rematches with Tim, so then Tim gets that shot, because I think he deserves him more than Fundora.
I think
completely biased.
I think the like with Liam Wilson too. We skimmed over that a bit. Like, I was just shattered because, like, he the first two rounds, I was like, fuck yeah. Like, he's using the distance that he's got, using the reach. You know, he's getting that uppercut dialed in for where Oscar was, like, ducking down and shit. And I'm like, wow, this is looking really good. And, like, it's a credit. It's his downfall is how tough he is and how much he loves blueing. Because, like, you could just tell he was just putting the forehead against him and just trying to out-Mexican the Mexican.
That's right.
You know?
It was cool to watch, but it was fucking like, I'm going, oh.
But even the toughness of the bloke in that last round, like, if he even goes down on a knee, like, when he's rattled or goes down a bit or whatever, he gets the eight count and the round's probably over in the corner, time to recoup, but he's just not that type of bloke. He's tough as fuck, never give up. Look, I think how young Liam is and how early is it in his career, and you could see what he can do to a world-class fighter like that in the early rounds. I think it's just him gathering that, you know, the sticking to the game plan and not getting in that brawl and that. But, yeah, it was still – I'm fucking proud as to that he's the Aussie, mate.
100%.
Yeah.
For both of them, Yeah.
It was just – and Zarafa just – that was fucking brutal.
Yeah. Just you could see him just there. He mustn't have been able to. His head must have been going all over the shop because he was sort of shaking his head like, I'm definitely don't think I'm getting up
that
here.
That was wild where the first punch pretty much lined up the jaw for the second cunt. It was just like bang, bought. That was like drive so the quick. Last hit on the nail, bought. It was wild, mate.
Yeah, and he's there going and he's just shaking his head going, I don't think I can get up. Nah. Oh, fuck.
But anyway, credit to all of them fighting on fucking world stages. Massive. Like, fucking huge. Good on them all for having a red hot crack. It's better than I'll ever be able to do.
I wish that, I don't know what it was like at other venues, but I went to straight up, one of the most popular venues in town, rolled in, sat the arv, just not even a thing about the Wilson fight, and it was free. And I'm like, what the fuck? Shit. Like, you just steam in ready to watch it, and it's like,
especially a free one.
Why is it not on? Like, what the do you even know?
Yeah.
And but then they pump the fuck out of UFC.
But yeah, I know. But then there's posters for the zoo and all that.
Well, and that's what I mean too about the zoo. Like, trust me, I'm with Zoo as well. I love the bloke.
Yeah.
Love him even more now after the weekend. But, like, when you got a Liam Wilson who's also an Aussie, also fighting for a fucking world title, like, how can it be just one bloke so much? Like, fucking support all, especially a free card. Like we're saying,
it's free.
Fucking
definitely.
Put it on. To put it on.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah.
Not to worry. There's a bit going on in the auxiliary sport.
What's
We've
happening?
We've got Bell's Beach is on. Rip Curl Pro down in Victoria. I think they're up to the semi-finals. They give you a two-week window for a comp to run.
Oh, because
of the weather and that. So they want to pick the best days. And I'm thinking, fuck, if you ever wanted to go, it would be a bit of a, like, a can't, eh? True. Like, if you travelled there to go, you sort of got to go for the whole 2 weeks.
You got to wake up in the morning and decide if you're going or not.
Well, you don't know if you're going to be watching it or if it's going to be a lay day.
Is it a very, like, live crowd-friendly sport, surfing?
Oh, it's definitely not, like, huge, but they
just
do sitting
on the beach, just fucking pumping bungers, mate.
Yeah. All the so they're up to the semis, and there's no Aussies, man. No Aussies in men's or women's, which is shit. So hopefully they turn that form around before Margaret River over in WA in a couple
Who's
of weeks.
Who's the top dog? Because, you know, remember how, like, you're talking tennis and you got the top three and all that shit. Kelly Slater was just Kelly Slater for so long.
Yeah. He surfed at Bell's Beach. Yeah.
How old is that cunt?
He's over 50, isn't he? I'm pretty
sure
he's 50.
That is unreal. Because, I mean, who's the top dog at the moment in surfing? Is there a clear-cut one?
Nah, I don't think so this season because I only watched the pipeline when that Molly Picklum done, you know, that awesome fucking thing. And I think it's pretty – like, I don't really know many of the names. No. Like, all the old heads that I have known, they sort of don't feature in the semis and quarters and finals and that anymore.
Yeah.
You know, so it might be a changing of the guard. Now, I've got one for the listeners. I want an opinion. Which yous aren't shy to fucking give me. So we had a few messages around motorsport. I want to know if the people are keen for a bit of motorsport. I was like, what's this guy doing? Is anyone keen for a bit of coverage? Because I don't mind it at all. I'll normally watch all the qualifying highlights and the race highlights of the F1s and then a little bit of V8s, but not as much. If people want it, I'll fucking give it to you. But it'll be V8s and F1s, none of this third division European road bike fucking rubbish. So, let me know. And we can do a little recap of the Grand Prix, you know, that are on.
Yeah. We just had the Australian one a few weeks ago.
Yeah, that's right.
That's the whole thing, eh? Whatever you guys normally suggest, we'll give you a bit of shit about it, but we'll also listen because you guys are the ones who are making this all possible.
That's right.
So if you want to hear it, let Groper know.
Let us know. And Luke Littler keeps putting on a show in the darts, boys.
Big nuke.
Yeah, just keeps giving the crowd what they want. That's massive checkouts.
That's great stuff.
Winning and, I think has he turned 17 yet?
I was just
yet?
About to ask that. I have no idea. He still looks 35.
Yeah. Fuck, he does, man. And he'd just be on the piss with all these adults all the time just going, how good is this?
Hey, I've got it, mate. Look at all you silly cunts training all
at
week.
School.
Just eats kebabs.
How much do they make for winning a big comp? Do you have a ballpark figure?
I wouldn't
figure?
Even have a clue.
Because I'm thinking like the Littler, like he could set himself up.
But there's one a week. Like there's one on all the time.
I'm going to Google it.
Got like a tour.
I'm going to look it up.
Is it like the Premier League or something?
Yeah,
there's a Premier League. 12 or so blokes or something.
There's other stuff as well though. Yeah. And then you got the world champs and you got the match play champs and there's all sorts of different shit. It'd all just be about which
one. And it's
ones.
Not like it's taking a toll on his body.
Here we go. Biggest darts tournaments for prize money.
World championships would be the first, surely.
Oh, cool. I've been directed to another site. You guys keep talking. I'll do a bit of digging here.
Yeah, right. I will keep digging. I think he beat a mate of his, Aspinall or something, in the final. Like, they always have good banter and shit with each other. There was one in Belfast. That's where the latest one was. I think it was a week ago. Unless I was just reading old news.
Could have done something I've done.
Yeah.
Groper's fake news.
Yeah, but mine wouldn't have been 2 years off.
No. Wouldn't have been just sitting on a video and going, well, it's got to be true right now.
It was true. It was fucking epic. That
it was very outdated.
That Tom Morris thing, man.
It says here, one player is certainly rolling in it is Michael Smith. He enjoyed his first tournament win at the PDC World Championship, not only earned the title of number one ranked player in the world, but was paid £500,000 for the privilege.
Fuck, that's $1 million.
For a fucking darts contest, that is great stuff.
That's $1 million, and that's the World Championship.
That's just a win, too.
That is one of the regiest sports on Earth.
Oh, it's
so on probably, Earth. That's probably the one.
It has to be the.
It has to be
the. It's got to be the, Reggie.
It's got to be the.
100%.
Like, you can say golf, but... the dartboard is right there.
Golf is way harder than darts.
And way more walking and driving and hitting.
If you want to play on the darts tour or if you want to play on the PGA, it's going to be way easier to get on the darts tour.
Well, here's the thing. If you're right-handed and have a stroke and can't use the left side of your body, you're still darting.
That's right.
You're still darting.
And if you're fat on the PGA Tour, you're an anomaly. If you're skinny in the darts tour, you're an anomaly.
Yeah.
It's great stuff.
Yeah. No physical prowess at all.
Littler. What a machine.
God, he's good.
Righto, should we put some footy tipping in?
I think so.
Let's do it. We'll start with the league. Someone get something up.
Huge game Thursday night.
Yeah, I just wish we had fucking players.
Yeah, we're still missing a couple. Still missing Pierre Kura, Haas, Walshy.
Yeah, just three
and
massive
Melbourne
names.
Have Munster and Hughes.
Yeah.
But
I'm going to tip the Bronx. Fucking hate playing Melbourne.
I hate playing Melbourne.
Our record is terrible, but it's worse at Suncorp than it is down there.
Well, last year when we beat them 26-0, it was like, have we broken the curse against Melbourne?
But the second game was with Reggie's playing. Remember?
Nah, this was the final.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Sorry,
the one
sorry,
that we
sorry.
Lost even at home was all
the
Reggies.
The week before was the Reggies
the
game.
The second one
we
was
lost.
The final.
If I go a groper each way here, I'd be saying, like, I'm going to go, I'm going to say the Storm. Like, I'm tipping the Storm, but my groper each way is that those three coming back together, they might maybe not be.
Be a bit rusty.
Maybe. Mm. Maybe. So there's me groper each way. Yeah, but nice. I'm going the Storm.
If Renault turns up again, fucking.
Oh, it could be
we're
huge.
Every chance.
And so, I don't think he drink water's Pap, though.
Oh, well, you never know. Pap might fucking.
He could definitely do what he did to Tuolungi and Felt to fucking Warbrick and Coates, though.
Yeah, Warbrick's got that real winger about him.
He
doesn't
does. He's so fucking winger, man.
He's got that dumb winger about him.
Well, he's got two W's as his fucking initials, the big winger.
Winger.
William Winger.
Winger. Winger Warbrick. Right.
Even though while she's out. It's like Tristan Taylor.
Yeah, we don't lose anything there, like structurally. Yeah.
That's right.
So obviously the boys are with the Bronx.
Yeah.
On with the Storm.
Riding it.
Canterbury.
Yep. Righto, next game we got Bulldogs v. the Roosters.
Tough game for me. I reckon it's a tough one.
You reckon?
It looks like you just picked the Roosters, but it's tough, I reckon.
Doggies will give them a crack, but I still think Roosters are going to be too good.
Yeah.
Doggies can't play 80 minutes of good footy yet.
Yeah, I know.
But yeah, so what we got changes, we got Preston's out, the broken jaw.
Yeah. But look at their other changes, man.
I personally don't think they're losing anything. Josh Curran goes straight in there.
That's right. So, yeah, you got Weak Gutted playing lock still.
Weak Gutted is at lock.
Curran's playing second row, and they're starting, thank fuck for all you fucking super coach and fantasy coaches out there, they're starting Sam Hughes.
Mm-hmm.
Thank Christ, because he's been getting about 15 minutes a week. And I said at the start of the year, they were saying that he's one of the fittest at the club.
Yeah, they were too.
So start the cunt. Mm. And they have. So, look, I like their pack more than I did last week.
Yep.
Kick out still needs to get fitter. He misses fucking just dumb tackles all the time because he's so lazy.
Looks fucking unfit, man. There was a couple of glimpses. They're like, I think they made a break or a kick or something, and he was just trotting up the field, like tongue out of his mouth, just heaving.
It was the same last year, man. When he played those few games, because he was out injured heaps and shit was going on, he'd come back and he would just look atrocious in defense.
Off the ball, he just walks around.
Look who's going to be tackling him, though, and who I'll be putting as an any time.
Who's tackling who?
Who's cackling kick-outs? Either Sam Walker or Luke Keary.
Oh, yeah.
I think it's actually Sam Walker who'll be tackling him.
I'd probably go Curran over kick-out. But anyway, that's
Curran does like scoring tries, but yeah. Well, those two, chuck one of those two into your multi.
The pack looks good.
It does.
In saying that, though, I'm Roosters. What are you boys?
Yeah, I'm going Roosters.
Right.
But you've groper each weighed it?
No,
you just straight up
chooked.
I love that, eh?
I'm just saying that.
It's great stuff.
It looks clear cut, but it's going to be a good game. I'm interested to watch it anyway.
Yeah, me too. Righto. Next, we got Knights versus the Dragons. I think this is an interesting
kind of a game to tip.
Cunt of a game. See, this is my thing. I go, I'll do another one where I think the Dragons should win. I'll get pipped. Nah, probably not.
I'm going to Knights.
Yeah.
I've got a couple of, you know.
Jackson Hastings returns here, 50-50s. By the way.
Oh, yeah.
And he's lined up with.
Is he?
Gamble? Yeah, with Cogger in the halves.
Cogger.
See.
Stop. I don't mind that.
I think they're the two better players, but do you know how I have that OCD weird thing about a two halfbacks? Halfbacks for me, and I
similar
don't like
style
it.
Players.
But so is Kyle Flanagan and Ben Hunt.
Yeah, I like that.
Because
then they can both kick, they can both do everything.
I think at home, Newey get it done.
Please get it done, Newey, you fucks.
Fuck it, I'm going Dragons.
Ooh.
I'm going the Dragons. I just think they're on a little fucking.
But this is such a Dragons game to lose 56-0 now last
week. Yeah, I know, but it just makes no sense what they've done already. I just go, fuck it. I've got to get one of these.
Hopefully,
I'm not stopping until I get one.
Go eight of them and you'll get one.
But yeah, righto, I'm going Dragons.
Righto.
Righto, we're on to the Rabbitohs versus the Warriors next.
This is my one.
Is it?
I'm going the Rabbits.
Is it in Sydney?
Sorry, it's in Sydney. And I'm going to pick the Rabbits. I'm hoping that they just needed some confidence of a win.
Yeah, you know? It wasn't impressive, but it might boost them a little bit.
Oh, okay, that's how you win again. Righto, yeah, let's go. Cody, Latrell, AJ, and they'll just put it on them.
I want to see Chan's back, Roger.
I
think Warriors are riding too much of a high after the last couple of weeks.
Yeah.
Great wins.
At home, but.
That's true.
Anyway, that's my one.
The flight is a bit because you're going to Sydney, but it's not like a core when their 2,000 Rabbitohs fans are going to have a fortress against the Waz.
I'll
go Waz.
Yeah, I'm with the Waz too.
Good, that's good. I like to see Tom tip the Waz when I don't.
Yeah. Oh, fuck. I forgot about that.
Yeah. No, that'd be all right. Right, next we got Seagulls versus the Panthers.
Tough for
it's
me.
Tough because
It's at Brookie.
It's at Brookie.
And it's a day game. And we saw what happened against the Roosters. Yeah. Everyone turned out. It was fucking good to see. This is another one.
Fisher-Harris is back with his bash bro up front, which is a big
is
in.
Is he?
Big in.
He said fucking to be confirmed when I looked. Yeah. Damn.
I just can't. I went against Penrith last week and I instantly went, why did I fucking do that?
Yeah.
But I'm not. Yeah. This isn't because I think, oh, Manly are done now. They lost to the Dragons, shows they're nothing, because they just aren't.
I'm
not counting them out yet at all because that one loss.
I'm tipping them to bounce back after Manly.
Are you?
Yeah.
This might be my each way for
just
the weekend.
Just the day game. The day game.
Yeah.
Fucking everyone
that's
turns
sort
out.
Of rookie. Happened this year, yeah. Doesn't it? Why is Dane Laurie at 14?
For you?
Mm.
Yeah. Wouldn't you play that Sonny Luke?
Yeah, like what's Dane Laurie? Are you waiting? Are you putting him in there in case the fullback gets hurt?
Yeah, I don't get it either.
That's shit.
Why you wouldn't play Sonny Luke? Unless you want the PlayStation to get 80 minutes in the Reggies each week, you know?
I'd rather just have another forward on there than Dane Laurie. I just think Dane Laurie only gets used properly if there's an injury.
Yeah.
Wing and fullback, that's it.
So. Anyway,
yeah, that's my grade each way for the weekend. I'm going Penrith, but you are going Penrith. Way in it.
Yeah. Well, I just went 2 weeks ago. You had the Tigs at Leichhardt,
yeah, mate.
The Dragons at Wollongong.
Mm-hmm.
Rookie can fucking do things for Manly as well,
and they'll be pissed.
Oi, talking about cunts of games, especially with what's been happening. This next one for me is hard as fuck. The Finns versus the Tigers.
Mm.
Why are they playing it?
That
Sun
is
cool.
Hard.
Are they?
Yeah.
Oh, because like they would have had a deal signed, man, where
you
got to
play X amount of games.
I'll
tip the Finns, but surely the Tigs can't fucking back up 3 weeks in a row.
I think I've wasted.
Galvin's out.
That's a good call. He's been really good.
Yeah, he's been really good.
Like that show and go sort of thing where he set up that try and they win by that amount they won by. Like, does Sullivan do that same thing? I don't reckon.
Yeah.
So I think the Finns, purely because they don't have the same side as they have, and Galvin's been a big part of it.
Yeah, and they're...
But that's still could fucking, like, they're on a bit of a... They'd be on a high, the boys. High.
Yeah, but so the Finns, because
They're top of the table, I think. Finns.
Fucking no, they're not.
They're top of the table.
Here we go. Please check it.
They are. I'm looking at it right now. They've got a better differential than Penrith.
True shit. I thought they'd lost.
They have.
Yeah, right.
But because they had the bye,
they got the 6 points. Yeah.
Like Penrith have won 3 games.
Yeah,
Dolphins
got you.
And
okay.
When they pumped Dragons 36-0,
that's what I mean.
Just went through the roof.
The confidence, they've put 30 on a couple of weak teams, but then you have a
couple of weak guards.
But then you get the Dragons beating Manly, and you go, "Oh, righto, here we go." So yeah, I'm going to tip them. Tip the Finns.
Finns. What are you, Jace?
Tigers.
Till they fall off.
This is like a mental coin toss, and I've just gone the Tigers, just because they're going to have so much fucking momentum.
Here we go, boys. Hold on to your fucking hats, because we got the Cowboys versus the Titans
up at Dairy Farmers too, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
I'll tip the Cowboys.
99% on the Cowboys, and I will be joining.
Me too.
Oh, it's not one of your ones.
I'm not going to GHY on this one.
Righto.
On to the next. We got Raiders versus the Eels.
Another just shitter of a game to tip. Because is Moses that big of a loss that, you know?
I think it's shown it kind of is.
Yeah. And then you got the Raiders who just
Oh, up just eight, shit himself.
Up 18.
They've played such good footy in certain spurts this year.
I'm not tipping them purely just because fuck you cunts. From last week, you shit heaps. 18-0 and you fuck me. So I'm going the Eels and you can fuck me again.
Well, the thing is, I want to tip the Eels too, but then I go, well, they obviously can play good footy, the Raiders. Yeah. It could be up 18-0 that early.
Oh, fuck them.
Yeah.
Ricky was furious.
Oh,
he gave it to him in the presser. They said, someone asked him a question about, oh, you know, what do you think of this guy's performance? He was really good. And he basically just said, none of them. None of them deserve anything tonight.
Would you rather cop a spray from him or Bellamy? Just quickly.
Ooh, that's tough. I reckon Bellamy, just because Ricky could probably throw him as well. Whereas Bellamy looks like a winger who
could. I reckon Ricky would just get personal as well. He wouldn't even talk about your footy.
Bellamy
would
probably have a weapon though.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. Anyway, I have written Eels here and I'm going to tip the Raiders.
Ooh.
I'm going to tip the Raiders because I reckon they've got the footy in them and Sticky would have stuck it up them.
They absolutely would have stuck it up them. And it's going to be a cold, sad, dark night on Sunday in Canberra.
Exactly.
I think I'm going to go the milk as well.
Righto. Nice. Oh, cool. Milk's going to be the new Warriors for me. I can see it.
Sharkies of the bye.
Yeah. Remember I said about old mate with his bet? Tipped him to be top of the table after five rounds because they had the bye, but
was it just first
lost
place?
To the Tigs.
Yeah.
They lost to the Tigs, so they can't.
They're fourth.
They can't possibly get there. Or could they? No, they couldn't. They can't.
No.
Righto, let's do the AFL. Yep. Yep. So it is a Thursday night game by the looks.
Yes. And it is gather round.
Come on, boys.
Yeah. So this was this the game last year? I want to know. No, it wasn't. It was Carlton.
Yeah, it was Carlton.
So another big Melbourne team that they've got to play.
Yeah.
I just reckon there'll be 50,000 there.
Oh, if this is their chance to fucking turn up.
Yeah, I'm tipping them. Back-to-back trips to the Adelaide Oval for the D's.
They would have just stayed there, surely.
You'd think
no
so.
Fucking way you would have gone home.
Well, you can't fucking. You got to take Clary home and lock him up.
Yeah. Imagine saying, boys, we don't have training for a couple of days and we're staying in Adelaide for a week. You would have been like, see ya.
Yeah, so I'm going to tip Adelaide to fire the fuck up.
Yeah,
especially. Especially after that fucking T-Dahl fire-up.
Someone needs to send it to the coach. I'm serious.
Yeah. Fuck you.
Fuck. I want to go because of the juju
someone
of
tell
Tom's
the
rev up, but...
Come on. Fucking get behind him, Jace. You
I can't.
Cunt.
Demons.
Don't shit on me.
Demons last
Don't
week.
Don't shit on us. Fuck off.
They beat Port last
you
week.
Dog.
Yeah,
yeah.
You've got to go,
dog.
D's. I'm sorry, Tom. I've got to do it.
You fucking dog, he says. Righto. Get that in here.
And then Friday, you've got Lions.
Riveter this.
The Rooters or the Butcher Stripes?
What?
Well, look at them. It's blue and white. Stripes.
Yeah, the Lions have got to win, surely.
It's got to be Lions.
If they lose this, fucking say goodnight. That's it.
So you reckon the Rooters will get it done even though they've been rooting?
Oh, the Rooters, I get it. Because it's the Kangaroos. I'm like, what are you?
Yeah,
I was like, what's this?
I was like, I got what he meant. I was like, why are you so fucking confused?
they've got to be Lions. They're not even playing at the Adelaide Oval, are they?
No, Norwood Oval.
Yeah. You can't have all the games because there's too many games, not enough time.
It doesn't work the same, boys. Sorry. It's not as cool.
But everyone gathers around.
They gather.
It's the idea's there, but can you'd have to have a game on Monday and it wouldn't work.
Everyone's
going to be that sore.
Look, it'd still be cool. It's just not as cool.
Yeah, or you start a game at 10 in the morning.
Well, if we can do it, if there's an expansion club comes in the NRL, sorry, I say we there.
Yeah, but there's not. The games don't go for as long.
True.
Yeah.
That's
anyway.
Very true. Right, are you going Lions as well, Tom?
Yeah, I'll go the Rooters.
You can't go the Roos, fucking hell.
And then after that, you got Port versus Essendon.
Cracking game.
Cracking game, especially after Essendon's performance last week.
Yeah, I'm tipping Port.
I'm tipping Port.
They've got to bounce back.
Yep.
And who knows, the D's might be it, you know, and they've taken them to within a
kick. That's right.
Jeez, the Eagles must suck whole. $12.
They suck so much whole.
$12.
Yeah. So yeah, so we've been sort of saying that there's a bit of upside for North. Like they kicked 80 points against Carlton last week. They've been in a they started so well against Frio. They were up by 6 goals, but West Coast,
Nothing's looked good for West Coast.
They have just looked terrible.
They're just shit.
Yeah.
The only good thing they had to look forward to was their first draft pick.
Was Harley Reid. Yeah. And who would have thought? You can't just fucking pick the best player in the under-18 comp and turn it around.
That's right.
Anyway.
Give him 2 years and he'll leave West Coast anyway.
Yeah, go back to Melbourne. Win a couple of flags. Yeah. Tom Lynch.
Yeah.
You fucking dog.
It's got to be Sydney, boys.
Sydney.
Yeah,
yep. Clearly Sydney.
Righto. After that, you've got Frio versus Carlton. Now, this one's at Adelaide Oval.
I'm going Frio.
Straight up, I went fucking Frio because it's long trip west, boys. And then I looked and it was gather round and I'm like, fuck. So Carlton to keep on a roll for me.
I think so too.
Just because, like, we've tipped them to win the comp.
Yeah,
you need to be beating Frio.
What makes it even more cemented, that remark, is we said, Lions and Collingwood are up there too. Probably the only teams that'll stop them.
Yeah.
And they've dropped off. Yeah, so it's Carlton, here you go.
Just win.
Win the flag. I'm going the Blues.
Yeah.
After that, we've got Geelong versus the Doggies. And
Good game.
It will be a good game. I think it'll be close, Cats.
Tom. Yeah, nah, fuck you.
You can do it to me. I did it to you, so fair enough.
You fucking dog.
But Cats will be winning this.
Dogs always just maul Cats, dude.
Yeah, that's right. Mm. Dogs are way better than Cats.
Unless it's a big fucking jungle cat.
Who just fucks anything he wants.
Look, Geelong are playing really well, so unfortunately I'm going to tip them.
Mm.
But you should fuck him.
No, I'm fucking him.
Yeah, you fuck him.
Now I'm nervous because some bad juju following you in the tipping and punting recently, Tom.
Yeah, beautiful. Oh, we'll tip you along then.
Sunday at Adelaide Hills, got Gold Coast versus GWS.
Yeah. You got to go GW.
Got to go GW. Yeah,
coming off the bye. Fuck, they've looked good to start the year. I'm going GWS.
GW.
After that, at Norwood Oval, it's Richmond versus St Kilda. $3.40 for Richmond.
So I'm with the bookies there because I reckon St Kilda, I'm going to tip St Kilda after Richmond went so hard last week, I reckon they'll be a bit wounded.
Ooh, right.
So be a bit busted. St Kilda have played well. They've lost a couple of tight ones to sides that look like they're going to go all right. So, yeah.
Fuck. I think I'm going to go Richmond.
Oh,
yeah. I'm saying it's going to be an upset. Like St Kilda should win this, but this is my upset.
Each way.
St Kilda should win, but I think Richmond will.
The GEW.
And then to wrap up, big gather round.
The poos and wees. I love that.
Versus
did you see him put the fucking shitty nappies in the bin?
What's that?
Smith goes just dropping off fucking Hawthorne or whatever. Must have been his kids' nappies or some shit.
Well, you'd hope so.
Yeah. Not his. I just want Hawthorne to play a team like Carlton, where I'll tip Carlton instead of teams that I fucking hate with a passion and I keep tipping Hawthorne. So Collingwood have not played well. They played okay against the Lions.
So do you not give a fuck about the AFL tips, but you care about the NRL tips?
Are you looking at where I'm coming?
No. I'm just looking at you're like, I can't tip the Broncos because I think they're going to lose. But you're like, I hate that team in the AFL, so I'll tick the Hawks even though they're going to lose.
But we haven't who do I hate?
Penrith.
I do hate them after the final, but it's not like a team that I've grown up like the Roosters.
So like you
or something.
Passionately Sydney, hate these cunts in Melbourne. The AFL.
Yeah, but there's so many because there's so many more rivalries down there. It's Essendon and Collingwood because everyone hates them. But then more recently, it's been Geelong over the last 2 decades.
That's right. It's been built. Yeah.
So anyway, you're going Collingwood?
Yeah, I am. No. I'm going Hawthorn. I'm going Hawthorn.
Is that
because
a little each way?
Collingwood haven't played fucking well yet.
Yeah.
And the only team they've beaten is the Rooters. So
the big cheaters.
And who knows what's going on up there.
That's true. Yeah. So, you can't judge it off that one.
I've forgotten
win,
which jungle cat they are, those
guys. I'm going Collingwood. Hawthorn, not good enough.
Yeah, I'm Collingwood.
Nice. Rightio. That's the tips done for the week, boys.
Beautiful. Righto. Hey, boys, biggest supporters we've got, I reckon, up there anyway.
100%.
The Standard Squeeze team. Who got the new hydrate? We got it. We got it.
I've been you fucking took it to golf. Pounding
was it prime at golf?
Mate, I put ice in it and water at, I teed off at 6:30, put it in about 6 a.m. I woke up so fucking hungover Sunday morning, rolled over and it was still cold. I got to chew on a little bit of ice.
How good is that?
We said 24 hours.
Over 24 hours.
Oh, I know, but we said 24 because we just wanted to.
That proved it. I just rolled over and it just made me feel instantly better.
Well, tell you what, I'm going to Stanage Thursday, so I'll miss the punch show, but I'll be going there for 4 days of getting stuck into me work. Doubt that much water's going to get consumed, but I'll bring one for the boat.
Fuck yeah. Perfect.
And how good will that be? And oh, do you know what else I'll be bringing? The Standard Squeezers, the fucking jersey to snig around the flats. But those squeezers will be getting stuck into their work. I'm pretty much sponsored by the Standard Squeeze on this trip.
Yeah.
Wow.
Fucking
I've got you covered, mate.
Just a little bit on the hydrates for those who missed it last week. It's a dual wall vacuum sealed design of a water bottle. You'll hold cold water for up to 24 hours, and Jason just said he got more out of it, and hot water for up to 12. It's made from high quality stainless steel, and they include the three separate lids. How good's that? You got the handle, you got the gulper,
and then the A grader,
and then there's a straw actually in there as well. You don't even have to find your own straw. So awesome. Where it's just another good item
fucking
from the Squeeze to add to the collection. And I've already seen a couple of posts in the RLC about it. It's fucking good.
Yep.
Game, like we've said, game changer when fishing, golfing, any of that stuff. So what do we got? You've got – I think there's three sizes too, because I thought there was only two, but there's three. There's the 3.8 and then there's a 1.9, and then there might be something in between there.
Go have a look and see what it suit you, the best guys. Right. And,
bloody oath. Go out there and don't forget, you might as well the shit.
Yeah, you might as well chuck a bundle in if you haven't got anything yet. Chuck the squeezers in. Use code Reggie15 at checkout.
15% off. 15% off, Reggie15. Thestandardsqueeze.com is where you go. Yeah, get around them because we love supporting them just like they support us.
Fucking
awesome. So do we just give it to Gutho for missing the
I want to give it to Wingers, but I'm happy to give it to Gutho.
Ooh.
That's tough, actually.
I think it suits the theme of the show more if we give it to Wingers.
Yeah.
Because Gutho's is like, fuck, man. It's like that wasn't a really easy kick.
Yeah.
Yeah, but he shanked it.
He did.
Anyway, he to win the left. Game. Nah, I'm happy to give it to all wingers.
Yeah, I want to just give it to the wingers. Just wingers.
Just so that they understand that they can
understand
stay on their
that
wing.
I know what yous are doing.
Yep.
And it annoys I'm the more than fuck happy out of me.
Wingers. They're looking after their own.
I just want them to come back and explain.
Yeah.
I want that. Oh.
They're looking after each other.
I won't defend if you don't.
Let them score.
I'll stay on that center even though the center's got him covered so you can score. You do it for me next game.
Yeah.
Because take the scoring out.
Because otherwise, why do we have them? We could just put two centers out.
Yeah, put two centers. They should. Yeah, man. I just. Yeah.
Yeah.
I just think pull your fucking heads in. I just want to know why they do it.
Righto. Wingers it is.
I might even just sprinkle in an exception for maybe Taruva and Tyo because. They were fucking unreal.
Doing non-winger
shit.
Yeah,
though.
But that's just what happens when
you're
no, in
but
that.
Wingers will still do some good shit, but they'll have a winger moment.
Yeah, that's true.
At least one every game you'll find one of the four wingers be a winger. Every game. If you fucking
Even Cobbo in the centres had a winger moment.
Yeah, because he's getting out of his winger stage. He's still got the stink of winger on him.
He's transitioning.
There's at least one season of winger wingers to get it out of him
before they become
not a winger.
You need it.
Yeah. Righto, wingers.
Yep.
Wait, and Connor Tracy, that's your fault.
Oh, he just pushed me out of the edge.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
I've given a winger a pat on the back and it showed and it just told me it'll never happen again.
5 minutes later, the world said, shut the fuck up.
Have a sit down and think about what you've just fucking done, Tom.
Here's something to help you think. Yeah. Righto, what about the CTC boys?
Oh, mate, the only fucking dome to put, dome protector to put on your dome. Knuckles, CTC, the team behind us as well, always does a good job there. Head to the country companies for all the designs the Knuckler's got. There's fucking so many of them. And head to Country Trucker Caps to design your own. Like, you can design whatever you want on a hat that has been tested and proven to be unreal. You walk outside and you're pretty much guaranteed to see a CTC hat or 200 in your day, you know, getting around.
Not I just even, here, but all over the fucking world.
That's apparently. Right. He's doing right. a fucking great things, and he's a big supporter of us and can't thank him enough. So make sure you go and support the people who support us.
Please.
Captain of the week. If this isn't clear cut this week, I don't know what is. Tommy Dearden for me.
Yeah.
It is
clear. I think
a couple of shouts,
he would have lost to it's hard because I really want to give it to Zoo just for that.
Oh, Herculean actually, that's a fucking great call. Fuck,
like
if Zoo had a
it's like I don't even want to say if he had a one.
No, I know what you mean.
Like, it was kind of Dearden's one effort was like, oh, that's captain worthy, but you look at Tim Zoo,
they love the
captain. Can we give co-captains?
Ooh, well, everyone does it these days.
I think we can because that's Tim Zoo fighting through that and he's being so humble after.
Yeah.
Fuck, I was impressed by that. I know
this kind of dumbs it down, but it's like split your head in a championship fight in Vegas and still trudge through, made a good tackle when your team's getting pumped.
When you're lost. That's what I was about when I went to say the Zoo lost thing. I'm like, hang on, the cows were getting hammered.
Oh, so that's not to knock Tom Dearden at all.
No.
I'm putting Timmy Zoo forward.
Do we have to pick one?
Oh, just give it to
Well, there's three of us.
Can we co-captain them?
Have we code before?
I don't think we've code.
I swear we've done it at least once.
Yeah, I thought.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
We have two.
Is that like fucking...
Pretty sure you have.
Is that they-them pronouncing sort of shit?
Nah, I think we've code before.
Have we? Well, yeah. I want to give it... I think they both deserve... It's like we're actually giving them something.
Yeah. We're tossing it right up because it's like they're going to get 10 grand or something.
They're just going to get a shout.
Yeah.
They'll be very happy.
I just think both of their things will go down in history as a great thing.
Yeah, fuck yeah. So give it a both.
Yeah, I can't split
they
them.
They can have a code.
Yeah.
Good on the
Good
boys.
Work, boys.
Have a co.
Fucking
hell. Weird to have two smaller, as usually have a forward and a back. But
yeah.
All good. Good on you, boys.
Fucking
love that. Love that segment. Those segments. But look, we'll wrap it up there, eh? There's another massive weekend ahead. We've got a big punt show on Thursday because we've got to preview the first day of the championships where we're going to have group ones everywhere in Sydney. We will see you there Friday morning for the punt show.
Fucking oath. I won't be there, but I'll be sending me recordings through.
Yeah,
and hopefully
fuck
digging myself out of the fucking hole that I've found myself in in the last few weeks. So,
and we will be putting up the fucking leaderboards. Just the leaderboards.
Would have been nice to put it up while I was still in front of the championships, but anyway.
Well, we said once a month.
Yeah, no, that's all right.
I'm glad it's been put up this week after the group one win.
Yeah. Well, G1P is also glad.
Holy fuck. Let me tell that bloke is unstoppable.
He is. The listeners are also glad.
Oh,
yeah.
They got their win and now they're actually in front.
Yeah.
Timed it perfectly.
Yeah.
Well, good. Give them a false sense of security up there.
Righto. We'll see you Friday morning.
Good on you.